is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. World leaders are urging a return to the negotiating table after Israeli airstrikes ended a two-month ceasefire in Gaza overnight. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blames a breakdown in hostage release talks. Palestinian lawmaker Mustafa Barghouti.
He is conducting these airstrikes knowing very well that they could kill the Israeli captives themselves. And we have no doubt that Netanyahu cares only about himself, about his government.
Israel's foreign ministry spokesman Oren Marmerstein.
Hamas rejected two concrete mediation proposals presented by the U.S. Special Envoy.
Gaza's health ministry says more than 410 people were killed today. President Trump and Vladimir Putin are scheduled to speak by phone this morning on ending the war in Ukraine. Former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Stephen Pfeiffer.
I worry that in his conversation later today with the president, Putin is going to try to impose quite a few conditions.
Two astronauts are finally on their way back to Earth after spending more than 9 months in space.
Their flight started last June 5th with much hope for Boeing's new spacecraft.
Now let's put some fire in this rocket.
Problems with the Starliner's thruster rockets pushed NASA to have Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams stay aboard the space station until they could return on the more proven SpaceX Dragon. The trip home with two crewmates started early this morning.
And docking confirmed.
Splashdown is expected just before 6 Eastern time in the Gulf of Mexico, about 70 miles south of Tallahassee. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
A bill in Texas would ban furries from public schools.
Those in the furry subculture like to dress as and act like animals. They wear furry costumes or leashes and tails. They meow and hiss like cats or bark like dogs. Some go so far as to lick themselves or use litter boxes. Republican state lawmakers claim some schools were providing litter boxes to students, but those rumors were debunked. Governor Greg Abbott calls the furry subculture radical and another reason why parents should be able to use taxpayer money to send their kids to private schools. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
American animal lovers still have a major case of French bulldog fever. The breed tops the American Kennel Club's annual rundown of the nation's most prevalent purebreds for the third year in a row. They're followed by Labrador Retrievers, Golden Retrievers, German Shepherds, Poodles, Beagles, and Rottweilers, with the Cane Corso jumping from about 50th on the list to number 14 in just a decade. And Google's just announced it signed a definitive agreement to acquire the New York-based cloud security startup Wiz in a $32 billion all-cash deal. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. In-person absentee voting for the April 1st election starts today. You can find voting information at myvote.wi.gov. You can learn about candidates through video interviews on the Racine County I website. The Racine Common Council will vote tonight on possibly overriding Mayor Corey Mason's veto last week. The changes would have shifted committee appointment power from the mayor to the council president. A two-thirds majority is required for the override to succeed. Senator Tammy Baldwin is on a statewide tour. Her Racine stop location Thursday has yet to be announced. A 43-year-old registered sex offender in Racine has been arrested for allegedly filming children at the Gilmore School. It happened outside the school March 5th. Paul Shelton faces multiple charges, including failing to update his sex offender information and photographing a minor without consent. And Thursday at 6, Friday at 1. Those are the broadcast start times for the upcoming state basketball tournament games. Two Racine teams are in contention. The Prairie School tips first, then Park. We'll also air the final games if a local team gets in. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks begin a long road trip, playing five different teams out west over the next 10 days. Tonight, they face the Golden State Warriors. College basketball, while Wisconsin and Marquette get ready for March Madness later this week, the Badger football team's spring practices are underway in Madison. Head coach Luke Fickell talked about the team's offense with a new coordinator, a new quarterback, and a lot of new players.
Obviously, day one, I think most important thing is efficiency to what we're trying to do. Right? I mean, there's some, a lot of new offense. I mean that in people. I mean that in just, you know, making sure we understand how we got to do things together. I think we're a little bit further along than, you know, I've really kind of spent a lot of time in football the last month and a half, 2 months. It was just some walkthroughs and things, not just training and things like that, but doing a lot of football. And that's going to be real important to us.
That's the Badgers football coach, Luke Fickell, with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Watching a storm system that will bring rain and a few thunderstorms tomorrow, and then rain will change to some snow tomorrow night into Thursday. There could be some minor accumulation and possibly some slick roads Thursday morning. Today, clouds in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus. Good news, it's not Monday anymore.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. It's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong.
young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
comes that rainy day feeling again. And soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
And that rainy day feeling again, not necessarily. That's not exactly a weather forecast. We'll have one of those coming up soon enough. But I do want to remind you that we're 2 days away, less than 48 hours away from the official start of spring. And doesn't that sound warmer?
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. EZ Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, EZ Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, with a couple of local boys basketball teams going to state games on Thursday and Friday here on WRJN, and Saturday if they advance to the finals.
I'm hooked on a feeling. Thomas, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed. Silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls. Sounds of silence.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'll tell you somebody who is not into silence, Stuart J. Waddles. He's here with an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine Common Council will vote tonight on whether to override a veto from the mayor. At issue are changes that would shift some powers from the mayor's office to the council. Currently, the mayor appoints people to committees. The change would shift that job to the council president. The meeting starts at 6. The council will need a two-thirds majority to override the veto. Searching the city could get easier in Racine. At that Common Council meeting tonight, there's also an agenda item regarding property listings. Alders will be voting on a proposal to partner with a software company to establish a searchable database of Racine's residential rental properties. There are a lot of agenda items. You can read all about them at RacineCountyEye.com. A registered sex offender in Racine has been arrested for allegedly filming children at a local grade school. You may have seen the mugshot of 43-year-old Paul Shelton. He faces multiple charges, including failing to update his sex offender information and photographing a minor without consent. He was found outside the Gilmore School March 5th. The games are Thursday and Friday, but you can read a preview right now at the Racine County Eye. The website tells the tale of how the Park Panthers and the Prairie School made their way to Madison for the state basketball tournament. The Prairie School takes the court on Thursday with coverage starting at 6. Park plays Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. Should either or both teams get to the finals, those games will air Saturday on these airwaves. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
We are watching a storm system that will bring rain and a few thunderstorms tomorrow, and then rain will change to some snow tomorrow night into Thursday. There could be some minor accumulation and possibly some slick roads Thursday morning. Today, clouds in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Chord progressions you had to learn. A minor, C, D. House of the Rising Sun on WRJN.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. And it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. In God, I know.
children not to do what I have done. Spend your life sincere in misery in the house of the rising sun.
WRJN. Coming up in a couple of minutes, we go to the spring of 1973 for a song that made it all the way to number two. And I'll tell you what song kept it out of the number one spot. It's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, and it's next on WRJN.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's Pizza of the Month is Pure Irish Luck, introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hey Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD school board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD school board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryan for responsible leadership on the KUSD school board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryan, Andre Scamma, treasurer.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's about time we open up the vault. What do you say? For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. This one rose all the way to number two in the spring of 1973. It had been released in June of 72, but took a long time to just hit the charts. Finally, it did. In March of 1973, and by June of 1973, it was at number two, kept out of the number one spot by Paul McCartney's My Love. Okay, the song is Playground in My Mind by Clint Holmes. And perhaps the most interesting thing about this song is the fact that the child singing on the song is a 7-year-old boy named Philip, son of the record producer, and Philip sang as Michael, and he also sang as Cindy, the little girl. The song is just a nice song. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning on WRJN.
When this old world gets me down, and there's no love to be found, I close my eyes and soon I find I'm in a playground in my mind, where the children laugh and the children play and we sing a song all day. My name is Michael, I got a nickel, I got a nickel shiny and new. I'm gonna buy me all kinds of candy, that's what I'm gonna do. Oh, the wonders that I find in the playground in my mind, in a world that used to be. Close your eyes.
and the children play, and we sing a song all day. Our girl is singing, when we get married, we're gonna have a baby or two. We're gonna let them visit their grandma, that's what we're gonna do.
Hit. Didn't have that many others to begin with. Playground in My Mind from June of 1973. And there was, I guess, some mild pushback at the time for having a 7-year-old boy sing both the boy and the little girl's part. I never heard about that pushback, but then I wasn't reading that much then. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on the way this afternoon. We're going to take a very well-known song, very popular song from 1967, and update it. And the upgrade is by a group that played the Lake Geneva Playboy Club. I know that for a fact because I ran Spotlight for them. So that's coming up. It's a kind of a odd story about that. Coming up 1:45-ish this afternoon on WRJN.
WRJN.
How can you tell me much you miss me, when the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. Nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I've got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. So tell me, gonna stay now.
I'll stay now.
Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now?
All the way now.
With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
Come here to me.
Radio's Timeless Hits, WRJN. This next song was written by Howard Kalin, lead singer of the Turtles, as a parody of the Turtles. His record company had been saying, give us another Happy Together. We want a record that sells as many copies as that did. And they wanted to move on and do more progressive music. And so Howard, one day, he was, as we say in Wisconsin, cheesed off. And locked himself in his hotel room in Chicago and wrote what he considered to be a song with pretty stupid lyrics. And then he played it for the band, and the reaction surprised him.
All right, sorry you even suggested it. And everybody in the band went, hey, that's a cool song. I said, come on, you know, it was meant to be kind of a riff. You know, it's a joke, pride and joy, etc. Get it? No, it's a hit, come on, man. So we went in and recorded it. Much to my surprise, it was a hit.
The song was Eleanor. Here's the Turtles, written by Howard Kalin, WRJN.
You got to think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. All eyes are on the White House, where a conversation between President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin could take place this hour on ending the war in Ukraine. Correspondent Natalie Brand has our top story.
This phone call, high-stakes phone call, comes after Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff, who's been involved in all of these negotiations, traveled to Russia to talk to Russian President Putin in person and try to really push this ceasefire deal that had been negotiated between the U.S. and Ukraine.
Pushback from global leaders after Israel launched a wave of airstrikes across